And now we're going to play Family, announced Artanis. Thranduil scrunched his nose. I don't want to play that. Artanis smiled wickedly. You said if I played Slay the Dragon, you'd play whatever I wanted next.
I didn't say that, Thranduil corrected her.
He said that. Go play Family with him. Thranduil turned to walk away.
I'll tell everyone you're too afraid to play with me, shouted Artanis.
I'll tell everyone you're scared of me.
Don't care, shouted Thranduil back.
If you play Family with us, we'll play King of the Pirates with you, and you can be the Pirate King, yelled Ithelion. You can even take Artanis as your hostage and make her walk the plank.
Artanis shot a very unhappy look at Ithelion, while Thranduil paused to consider this. The youngest elfling's back was facing them, so he did not see Ithelion gesture to Artanis that she would not really be made to walk the plank.
Fine, but I'm not playing the baby again, said Thranduil as he came back.
But you're the littlest one.
Artanis ran in front of him as he turned around to leave again.
Fine, you can be the cat.
I don't want to be the cat.
Then you can be the baby, said Artanis.
I'll be the cat, Thranduil said quickly.
Ithelion can be the baby.
I'm the father, because I'm taller, Ithelion said matter-of-factly, stretching himself up as Thranduil made an attempt to appear taller.
And I'm the mother, Artanis added, in case Thranduil might develop any ideas to try to take this position away from her.
Well, I definitely don't want to be the baby, then, mumbled the blonde elfling.
What?
Called Artanis. Thranduil cleared his throat and let out a rather loud mew, and then found a comfortable patch of sun to sit in so that he could properly ignore his family.
Good kitty, said Artanis, patting Thranduil's head as she walked by.
She missed the silent hissing and the display of trying to swipe her with his claw that he made.
I need a baby, though, she said, walking over to Ithelion and batting her eyes.
Ithelion merely shrugged.
From his sunny spot in the garden of the local farmer, their favorite place to play in the spring, when the flowers were blooming and the trees were freshly filled out with green leaves, Thranduil grinned and said slyly,
I can tell you all about how to get one.
How?
Both Artanis and Ithelion asked.
Thranduil motioned the pair over, standing up with great excitement.
He began to speak to them in a low voice, using gestures when he thought it necessary to explain things better. Both of the other elflings managed a range of emotions, from shock to amusement to disgust, until suddenly Artanis slapped Thranduil across the cheek.
Thranduil, you're disgusting,
Ithelion said, stepping away from the younger elfling.
That was just rude and nasty and yuck. Thranduil, everyone knows babies are a gift from the Valar. They are most certainly not made the way you are suggesting. You're too dirty to be the cat. Cats are nice, clean animals.
Well, I'm not going to be the baby, he shouted, rubbing his cheek.
You're not a very good mother. There is no possible way I would want you to be my child. You can be the dog and sleep outside, Artanis said, pointing to an imaginary boundary beyond the tree. You're both stupid, Thranduil said as he walked to his noon mark and sat down. Did you say something? Called Ixellian, who had been moving in the opposite direction. Arrarf, woof, 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 bark, bark, replied Thranduil with very little enthusiasm. I know. We can use Thranduil's cloak in a bundle for the baby, announced Artanis. No, Thranduil said firmly. Artanis crossed her arms and approached him, narrowing her eyes. Then you have to be the baby and the dog. Thranduil immediately handed over his cape, before situating himself on his back in the grass to look at clouds. Now, while you go and hunt, I will feed the baby. Artanis sat down after wadding the cloak into an awkward bundle. Ixellian picked up one of their wooden swords from the grass and went about the garden swinging it at the air and decapitating a few of the taller flowers. Thranduil decided not to ask what he was supposed to do and simply remained in the grass, watching the clouds. A little while later, Artanis announced that it was time to rock the baby, while Ixellian guarded the house, which, from Thranduil's point of view, simply looked the same as when Ixellian was hunting and Artanis was feeding the baby. It was when Artanis set the baby on the ground, saying he was in his cradle and needed to be sung to, that Ixellian stopped what he was doing and dumped the sword on the ground. He came to stand nearby, while Artanis began an off-key lullaby that was much too high for her range. So, Thranduil, the family dog, howled along, not wanting to be left out. Ixellian rolled his eyes. Thranduil, you are so immature. I'm going home. He jogged to his sword and picked it up. Call me to play when you grow up, he added, as he headed through the garden gate. Huffing and stomping her foot, Artanis gave Thranduil a rather nasty look. Thanks a lot. You always have to ruin everything. Me? You always make me play the stupid stuff, he said. Did you ever think that maybe I wouldn't do this if I got to do something fun and play the father once in a while? You're too young, argued Artanis. My mother says you wouldn't make a suitable husband anyhow. What? Thranduil stood up and gave her an odd look. That wasn't what we were playing, though. Never mind. You just don't get it, sighed Artanis, walking to the gate. Maybe when you grow up, like Ixellian said. Artanis shut the gate and ran after the older elfling. Retrieving his cape from the ground, Thranduil finally shouted, Well, you're both stupid for not knowing where elflings come from. Thranduil... The elfling jumped at the sound of his name. Swallowing, he walked in the direction of the voice, to the porch where the farmer was sitting on a bench. He wondered if he had seen everything that had happened. Yes, sir? Thranduil, I don't think they can hear you. They're much too far down the road, Arista told him. Yes, sir. Thranduil bit his lip and planned to leave, clutching his cloak to his chest, but the farmer spoke again. Just because they said those things They aren't stupid. They're only misinformed, explained Arista. He patted the empty part of the bench and reached over to a table to pour another glass of lemonade for his little guest. Brandul clambered up the stairs, dragging his cape behind him and leaving it in a pile on the top step. You should feel blessed that your parents have imparted upon you the knowledge they have. Even when... where babies come from, and even if no one believes me? Asked Brandul, before drinking half of the glass of lemonade. Yes, even that, smiled Arista, and they continued to talk, and watch the clouds make different shapes for the rest of the afternoon. He wouldn't admit it until later, but talking with Arista and drinking lemonade was far better, in Brandul's mind, than being the Pirate King. Even if he'd been able to get Artanis to walk the plank.